inauguration, instead leaving the White House this morning and flying to Florida.
Goodbye. We love you. We will be back in some form.
Former Vice President Mike Pence attended today's ceremonies along with former presidents Barack Obama, George W. Bush, and Bill Clinton. This is a Fox News Alert.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, called MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Weather changes around the way, but not right away. I think today's going to be a good day. A sun and cloud mix, mild again, high temperature in the lower 60s. In the dead of winter, that's not bad. Clouds will be on the increase tonight, but not as cool as it has been. Overnight low temperature 45. Tomorrow night, and Friday, showers are likely from time to time. We'll be in the low 60s both Thursday and Friday, and in the 50s at night. Saturday, I think the rain chances are 20% or less, with a high around 60. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. And we love you. And I can tell you that from the bottom of my heart. This has been an incredible 4 years. We've accomplished so much together. I want to thank all of my family and my friends and my staff and so many other people for being here. I want to thank you for your effort, your hard work. People have no idea how hard this family worked. They worked, and they worked for you. They could have had a much easier life, but they did a fantastic job. I just want to thank all of you, everyone. I want to thank Mark Meadows, who's here someplace right there. I want to thank Mark. But it's been something very special. We've accomplished a lot. Our First Lady has been a woman of great grace and beauty and dignity. And so popular with the people, so popular with the people. In fact, honey, would you like to say a few words, please?
Being your First Lady was my greatest honor. Thank you for your love and your support. You will be in my thoughts and prayers. God bless you all. God bless your families. And God bless this beautiful nation. Thank you.
What else has to be said, right? But what we've done, that's true, honey, great job. What we've done has been amazing by any standard. We rebuilt the United States military. We created a new force called Space Force. That in itself would be a major achievement for a regular administration. We were not a regular administration. We took care of the vets, 91% approval rating. They've never had that before. The vets have given us, the VA, the vets have given us an approval rating like has never been before. We took care of our vets and our beautiful vets. They were very badly treated before we came along. And as you know, we get them great service and we pick up the bill and they can go out and they can see a doctor if they have to wait long periods of time. We got it so that we can sadly get rid of people that don't treat our vets properly. We didn't have any of those rights before when I came on, so our vets are happy, our people are happy, our military is thrilled. We also got tax cuts, the largest tax cut and reform in the history of our country by far. I hope they don't raise your taxes, but if they do, I told you so. And if you look at the regulations, which I consider the regulation cuts to be maybe even more important, that's why we have such good and have had such good job numbers. The job numbers have been absolutely incredible. When we started, had we not been hit by the pandemic, we would have had numbers that would never have been seen. Already, our numbers are the best ever. If you look at what happened until February a year ago, our numbers were at a level that nobody had ever seen before. And even now, we really built it twice. We got hit. Nobody blames us for that. The whole world got hit. And then we built it again. And now the stock market is actually substantially higher than it was at its higher point prior to the pandemic. So it's really, you could say we built it twice. And you're going to see incredible numbers start coming in if everything is sort of left alone. Be careful. Very complex. Be careful. But you're going to see some incredible things happening. And remember us when you see these things happening, if you would. Remember us, because I'm looking at elements of our economy that are set to be a rocket ship up. It's a rocket ship up. We have the greatest country in the world. We have the greatest economy in the world. And as bad as the pandemic was, we were hit so hard, just like the entire world was hit so hard. Places that thought they got away with it didn't get away with it. They're suffering right now. But we did something that is really considered a medical miracle. They're calling it a miracle, and that was the vaccine. We got the vaccine developed in 9 months instead of 9 years or 5 years or 10 years or a long time. It was supposed to take a long time, many, many years to develop a vaccine. We have two out. We have another one coming almost immediately. And it really is a great achievement. So you should start to see really good numbers over the next few months. I think you're going to see those numbers really skyrocket downward. And I can only say this, we have worked hard. We've left it all, as the athletes would say, we've left it all in the field. We don't have to come and say, we'll never say in a month when we're sitting in Florida, we're not going to be looking at each other and saying, you know, if we only worked a little bit harder, you can't work harder. And we had a lot of obstacles and we went through the obstacles. And we just got 75 million votes, and that's a record in the history of sitting presidents. That's an all-time record by a lot, by many millions in the history of sitting presidents. It's been really just an honor. One of the things we're very, very proud of is the selection of almost 300 federal judges and three great Supreme Court justices.
That's a very big number. That's a record-setting number. And so we've done a lot, and there's still things to do. The first thing we have to do is pay our respects and our love to the incredible people and families who suffered so gravely from the China virus. It's a horrible thing that was put onto the world. We all know where it came from, but it's a horrible, horrible thing. So be very careful. Be very, very careful. But we want to pay great love to all of the people that have suffered, including families who have suffered so gravely. So with that, I just want to say you are amazing people. This is a great, great country. It is my greatest honor and privilege to have been your president. I will always fight for you. I will be watching, I will be listening, and I will tell you that the future of this country has never been better. I wish the new administration great luck and great success. I think they'll have great success. They have the foundation to do something really spectacular. And again, we put it in a position like it's never been before, despite the worst plague to hit since, I guess you'd say, 1917, over 100 years ago. And despite that, the things that we've done have been just incredible, and I couldn't have done it without you. So just a goodbye. We love you. We will be back in some form. And again, I want to just, in leaving, I want to thank our Vice President, Mike Pence, and Karen. I want to thank Congress, because we really worked well with Congress, at least certain elements of Congress. But we really did. We've gotten so much done that nobody thought would be possible. But I do want to thank Congress. And I want to thank all of the great people of Washington, D.C., all of the people that we worked with to put this miracle together. So have a good life. We will see you soon. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Happy Hour, Star County 3.1 FM, WAC. I'm sorry. My error. I should have said good afternoon, comrades. From Ministry of Truth comes Happy Hour with Greg Waddell, comrade Ed Rosenbaum.
And here they are.
I did not waste my time listening to the inauguration or watch a single second of that, the Schmidt Show. I know that a lot of what the president referenced, they've already started, you know, taking that apart. God forbid we should have border security, or, you know, we should trust people who broke the law to respect the law if we just give them citizenship. And on and on it goes. The Dow had a good day today. Stock market must have liked whatever he said. Well, I mean, there's a ton of stimulus coming. So as Brandt explained to us yesterday, it's which sectors are going to do well. But that's not the big item on my agenda today. Just before, I mean, I was in the middle of a tuna salad sandwich. And I received a Facebook message from someone that was a screen capture of a tweet from Mayor Reed. And when I read it, I threw my sandwich at the wall. I want out. I want out of Montgomery. If this is our future, if this little twerp is our future, it's not looking real bright. In case you missed it, this is what our illustrious mayor thought it was appropriate to say today. I prefer to focus on the class that's coming in rather than the trash that just went out. Hashtag Inauguration Day. Question one, who the f- are you to call anybody trash? If a white mayor had said that about the Obamas on Inauguration Day, with the Trumps coming in, they would have been out of office by the end of the business day. This from a man for whom I stood up and said that he should not be judged by the actions of his father. Got elected, then promptly turned around and suggested that the governor appoint his wife to replace him in the court system. I don't recall anybody in the Trump family getting booted from the Navy for snorting cocaine or being caught. I mean, we all know it was bullcrap, but nobody in the Trump family was cutting deals with nations that are hostile to us, like China. China Joe is in. They're happy. As a matter of fact, China today, speaking of inappropriate and dangerous tweets, said, good riddance, Donald Trump. So I guess our mayor lines up with the Communist Chinese Party in that regard. The trash going out. I got to tell you, I already talked to Mrs. Ritterbottle. I just don't know if I want to live in this town. By the way, what kind of a job are you doing? How's our murder rate? How's our crime rate here? You are in no position to judge anybody, and you certainly aren't better than anybody else. Let me share with you the thoughts of one of many. This got a ton of media reaction on my Facebook page. 280 comments in just a few hours. But here's somebody who emailed the mayor directly. You ought to be ashamed of yourself for posting your despicable and hateful tweet. I prefer to focus on the class that's coming in rather than the trash that just went out. This just shows that you are not about unity. None of this is about unity. 25,000 troops in the Capitol today was all about telling you, you pathetic little citizen, we are in charge. Don't F with us. That's what that was about. 25,000 troops to protect 200,000 flags that were planted on the mall. And other than those invited, I don't think Joe Biden would have had 200 people to hear what he had to say today. This just shows that you're not about unity, part of Biden's campaign slogan, but about division, not only in your political party, but causing a racial divide as well. This is not how a mayor should lead Montgomery towards the future, because you just set us back 60 years. All that statement of yours reflects and proves is your own immaturity. Instead of focusing on the high crime in Montgomery and protecting the citizens who live here, your focus is on flaunting hate of our former president, Donald J. Trump, which is your personal opinion and should be left out of the public. You don't only represent your Democratic Party in Montgomery, Alabama. You represent all citizens and should apologize publicly to everyone for hurtful, belligerent words that cause more political and racial divide. I personally am ashamed to have a mayor like you representing my community. That was one of the nicer comments I saw today. That was just, that is not excusable. Has there been an apology for this yet?
Not to my knowledge.
You know, what do you usually get when you have a situation like this? you have the usual, well, my words were misinterpreted.
Hard to misinterpret those words.
That made me sick. I saw the boss just before I came on the air today. I said, hey, would you like me have a like to have me as a neighbor in Millbrook?
No!
And I am just speaking truth here. We all know this double standard, this PC bullshit. This is what's ripping the country apart. Because we know that had all of the situations been reversed, that had a mayor of any city, big or small, we've seen it happen many times, called the Obamas trash, they would have been out that day. But he'll probably get praised on, you know, while he's pandering to MSNBC or CNN. I'm embarrassed. And again, I failed to see, other than the president's marital history with women, but those Trump kids are successful, clean, but we now have, we hope he's recovering, we now have a crackhead inside the White House. Oh, who, by the way, whored around with a Chinese communist spy. We're supposed to applaud that. That's not trash moving into the White House. You see why that was a ridiculous thing to say, sir? First call of the afternoon is Ellis. Wow. Go ahead,
Ellis. That is hate speech, man. You got it? That's hate speech.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you heard the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, rotten apple, actually. I mean, you could take a turd and dress it up in a three-piece suit, but it's still a turd.
You know what?
And that's being nice.
I was one who stood up and said, whatever his father did, he didn't do it, so he should be allowed to build his own reputation and his own character. And when he came into office, I knew of nothing along those lines. But, and I still don't know of anything in that realm. However, how can you make a statement about the Trumps when your own father's name was yanked off a building? You can't do that. You do not live. You do not have the privilege of being in a glass house and throwing rocks. Just outrageous. Yeah. Just outrageous.
I got one word for these morons. Karma. It's coming.
It is.
Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
The universe is going to open up one day, Greg. Just be patient. Be patient. And it's going to open up and suck all these rotten apples straight down into the middle of the earth where they belong. Because you don't say that about anybody, especially the President of the United States.
And a man whose accomplishments are remarkable.
Maybe, yeah, let's see what these
morons.
I wonder
if the mayor was one of the people that mocked Donald Trump when he said we'll have a vaccine by the end of the year. When the medical people were calling him, you know, he's living in La-La Land, Trump Land, wherever he resides, that's just impossible. He moved heaven
well,
and earth.
Well, I hear Alabama's screwing up the vaccines. What's going on with all this?
I don't know.
I
hear you have to go to Wetumpka. You can get a shot up there. I don't know about Montgomery. I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, I'm not taking one. I never have, and I never will. I'm fine. I take care of myself. It's called taking care of yourself, people.
Ellis,
you know?
Thank you for the call. We're running a little bit behind here. This is Ralph on the line. This Ralph. Hey there, Ralphie boy.
Hey, this is Rob. I just wanted to let Greg know that he's welcome in Wetumpka anytime. He can move tomorrow.
Oh! All we have to do is find a place up that way. The closer to Larry Stevens, the better.
There's a lot of places up there.
Hey, Larry, you want me living near you? I appreciate the call and thank you. You know, we have talked about that. And the only thing that's ever really kept us from, even when we moved last time, was commuting in a couple of times a day, but the boss, he can do it under 20 minutes. 325 is the time. Georgia Floors Direct is the place on the boulevard. They've been a part of the town for over half a century now and still operating on the formula that Dick McAdam set it up and made it work so well back in 1969. Wholesale priced flooring, straight from the manufacturers. No middlemen, no jobbers to drive up the price. Building a team of installers that is second to none. Real craftsmen, real artisans. Finding a guy like Jeff Mallinson, who's put together the greatest team. They greet you with a smile. What are you looking to do? How can we help you accomplish that? 12 months good as cash for qualified customers and a selection that is second to none. And they do it all. So stop by and see them, because over half of people say they want to make their homes better this year. That's the way to do it. Start from the ground up with flooring from Georgia Floors Direct on the boulevard across from Lowe's.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? You don't have to hire a plumber, electrician, and carpenter to make it happen. Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update light fixtures and ceiling fans. Paint cabinets. Install tile. Update outlets. Change out sinks and faucets. Repair fences. Replace rotted wood and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call 219-8599.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. I know there are a lot of different name brands out there. So if someone needs a system serviced or repaired, does it matter what brand it is?
Not at all. At United, our service techs are trained to service and repair all brands.
What if it was installed by another company?
It doesn't matter. United's service team is here for you 24/7, and we service thousands of families here in the River Region.
Don't waste your time with another company when United will give you prompt service at a fair price with 100% satisfaction guaranteed by trained technicians.
Sign up for our affordable yearly maintenance plan to help avoid a major repair with a major cost and get 15% off any service repair throughout the year.
United service team is on standby and here for you. For the number one AC, heating, plumbing, and electrical service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this.
10. There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text BELT to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of new Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help get you back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text BELT to 42424. That's BELT to 42424.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You do better getting yourself a job in a department store and stop hanging around radio stations and nightclubs.
Yeah, I should probably knock that off. Comes another comment from Jake. I can't believe the mayor said that. It's hard to believe. I wonder if he needs to reread some of Dr. King's quotes. And if Dr. King would be proud, and I say no, he would not be. Yes, he is a historic mayor in a town that had a terrible history. But that does not mean we make up for that by making the kind of comments that were made today. I mean, that's just... I don't know if I have the word, but I am not kidding. I threw my sandwich at the wall. I was so pissed to see that kind of ugliness, hate. It's not even politics. It's just hate from someone who is in no position to make that kind of a comment about anybody else's family. Just outrageous.
Happy hour.
How's that murder rate going? Crawdad.
Greg.
Love you, buddy. Love you, Rosie.
Love you too, Conan.
Everybody else in there, you guys, I tell you what, y'all hang in there. I just had the, it's been kind of rough here lately for multiple reasons, but I go to your page and I pull up this picture and there's these two little funny looking dogs. And I'm, see, now you laugh, thank you. You have the cutest looking little puppy dogs there, and I wanted to ask you a very important question, sure. Greg Bedell.
Sure.
Did you choose them or did they choose you?
How'd you
come by them? Were they? Did you purposefully go out and seek and find them, or was it one of those, I just have to adopt these guys?
Hershey was came out of nowhere because somebody I used to be involved with down in Florida must have known I was in town or something. Maybe she was spying, but she says, I've got a little dog you might be interested in. So I came over to see him, and she had her own dog who was much bigger, and she was afraid the big dog would hurt him because the big dog was hyperactive, just, you know, dog that would run around a room on the walls, not the floor. So I took him. I was in town for a couple of days. He was a sweet boy, and I brought him over to see my daughter. So what should I name him? And at that time, he was a very chocolatey brown. So she said, Hershey. And now it's almost 15 years later.
God bless him. How's he doing?
He's doing great.
That's fantastic.
He's the Manchetweenie.
They are really precious, and I popped up that picture in the midst of all this angst that I was feeling, and I look at those two little faces, and I went, aw, and I just immediately felt better. And I got to thinking, who chose those? Did they come choose you, or did you choose them? And I think that you were put in their life for a reason, and they were put in your life for a reason.
Right. They were. And yes, they are dogs. Everybody, I'm sure, given what we've had to go through since the election, our pets have been an invaluable resource of comfort.
Absolutely.
It's very important, as Rosie will tell you about kitty cats.
Yep.
Crawdad, we got David Blackman ready to talk to us, so I got to run.
Guys. Take care.
Good Thanks. To hear from you, my friend. All right, time for our first look at the roads at 3:32.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we've got some moderate traffic Northeast Boulevard from Ware Surrey Road up to the Wetumpka Highway. A lot of outbound traffic from Congressman Dickinson over to Wetumpka Highway all the way up to the city. We are busy all over Montgomery, but no accidents in our area. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic, but rolling at the speed limit. And we're looking good in Prattville, Millbrook, and a little busy on Highway 14 in Wetumpka. But other than that, things are all right now everywhere. Buckle up, drive carefully. Shopping is festive at Festival Plaza. Shop Plato's Closet, ABC Beverage, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brubaker.com.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Askew with Alabama News Network. Today, President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris were sworn into office. Before leaving office, President Donald Trump pardoned former Alabama State Representative Ed Henry, who pleaded guilty 2 years ago to his role in a health care fraud case. Henry in 2019 pleaded guilty to aiding and abetting theft of government property as part of a plea deal with federal prosecutors. He was sentenced to 2 years probation. COVID-19 confirmed cases are at 340,000 across the state. There have been a total of 5,000 confirmed deaths. Nearly 222,000 have recovered from the virus. Last night, the city of Montgomery joined cities across the country to honor the lives lost to COVID-19. Montgomery City Hall, the Court Square Fountain, and the tunnel to the Riverwalk were lit in amber lights in memory of everyone who's died. In Montgomery County, 283 people have died of the virus. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking. One of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Get ready for some weather changes. But if you have evening plans tonight, no problem. Clouds on the increase, becoming cloudy. Overnight low temperature down to about 45. Tomorrow, you'll need the rain gear. In fact, rain is likely from time to time. Thursday night, and Friday. No severe weather, just showers. The high temperature will be in the low 60s on Thursday, and Friday will be in the 50s on Thursday night and up near 60 on Saturday. Saturday, the rain chances are 20% or less. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here. Some folks might call you customers, but at Capital Tractor, we're privileged to call you friends. You're the reason we go the extra mile in serving you with quality Kubota equipment. From our family to yours, thank you. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the... Go, you know the thing.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
Hi. Welcome, you stupid bastards, to Happy Hour on News Talk 93.1 FM W8. Well, that's the president. I must be a stupid bastard.
Can you say that on the radio?
I just did.
Okay.
And trust me, it's only the presence of the very spiritual Rosie that's kept me from throwing my career out the window today. Bad enough we had to watch this, whatever you want to call it, in Washington today, the installation of a major appliance who's another president of the United States. But the thing that was infuriating today was our mayor today put out a tweet saying, I prefer to focus on the class that's coming in rather than the trash that just went out. Hashtag Inauguration Day.
Yeah.
No apology, by the way. People have been checking. I thought that was just beyond contempt, hate speech, and monumental
anger. I'd imagine if any mayor in the United States had posted that about Barack Obama when he was leaving office.
I kind of made that point. The double standard is what's ripping this nation up, and you know that any mayor that had made a comment like that would have been out of office by the same on the same business day.
Sure.
But we don't have that standard on the other side of the coin, and that's infuriating. So
it's just emblematic of the bifurcation of the whole society, including our system of justice.
Yeah. Absolutely. So God, I don't even know where to start. Did you watch any of the speech?
You know, I was very fortunate. We had company, and I didn't see a word of it. And I'm really glad I missed that and Lady Gaga.
Oh, God.
And Garth Brooks and, you know, all the... although I heard she did a fine job singing the national anthem. She just looks like that chick out of the Hunger Games doing it, you know?
Mm-hmm. I was, you know, as far as Garth Brooks is concerned... do I have that little thing
here?
He's
such a weird dude.
Here's Garth.
And for my next trick, I will make my career disappear.
He's got to be real popular in the realm of country music fans.
Well, I don't know if he is or not. He hasn't done much other than playing at the Wynn in Vegas for the last 15 years. So, but I'm glad to see he's still alive. He did some great music in the early 90s.
I'm not going to say he didn't. You know, I actually did a country radio station for a year and really got into the music. It was a good time. Yeah. Shania Twain had come along and all
that. Oh, my God. Her first album was just incredible. Yeah, she was fantastic.
He came to Miami. We did a big ticket giveaway, and we chartered a bus to take, I think it was like 40 listeners to the show. I have never been to a concert where the behavior of the people attending was worse than that one. Absolute worst. I personally watched four people arrested for abusing the woman they had with them. Wife, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
There were, the stadiums, most of them do have holding cells for people that they have to, remove for intoxication. But there were over a couple dozen arrests the building, first of all, there's so much drinking going on and so many people had to pee that women were just openly coming into the men's rooms, and I didn't know you could do that on a urinal, but many did. It was just the weirdest, strangest thing I've ever seen for a guy that's supposed to be mom, apple pie, and America.
Right.
That was the worst. And that was 1995, I think, 96?
Yeah.
Somewhere around there.
I guess it was right around the turn of the century when he just decided to kind of hang it up, you know, and stop, which was a weird decision because he wasn't but maybe 40, 45 years old at the time. But he had a long-running gig. We used to go to the Wynn and Encore and stay there when we went to Las Vegas. And, my gosh, he must have been playing there for 10 years. So we never went and saw him, but he was there every time we were there.
I want to play this clip from your blog today. David Chalian from CNN.
Oh, my gosh. Is that the most unbelievable thing?
May I share this with the listeners in case
they haven't heard? Yeah, please do. This is wow.
You can see this and so much more at dbdailyupdate.com.
There's still some tinkering going on with the inaugural address, but his aides have made really clear it's not like he's trying to ignore or paper over either what happened at the Capitol 2 weeks ago or what we've been through throughout 4 years of the Trump presidency. And the contrast on display tonight was so stark. I mean, those lights that are just shooting out from the Lincoln Memorial along the reflecting pool, it's like almost extensions of Joe Biden's arms embracing America. It was a moment.
Do you believe that? With the lights and the there's 25,000 troops there. How is that? You know, like...
I know. It's just, it's crazy. I mean, it's like something out of North Korea. It really is. The whole inauguration is like that. But I'm talking about what this idiot on CNN said. Yeah, I mean, it's like the things that the news people in North Korea say about their dear leader. I mean, that's what we're going back to now with the news media. It's just...
And continuing to perpetuate January 6th as something that was, oh my God, so off the charts horrible, far worse than the assault on the Senate during the Kavanaugh hearings and so many other times. You know, like, this just never happened before. And I just read a thread between our mayor and Pete Buttigieg. Oh my God. It what you saw on Twitter today was... It's nothing compared to what I just read.
Buttigieg is going to be Secretary of Transportation.
Well, he rode a bus.
He rode on a bus. it's just so remarkable. You have to have a sense of humor about it. I mean,
here's the thing, and you always have. That's one of the things I loved about your blog because it wasn't just a great news summary. There was humor in it. I love some of the nicknames you've come up with for people. Joe, China Joe, Potato Head. It's, but...
Now, I've gotten away from that too much recently. I've been down in the mouth, but I'm getting back.
I was just going to say, what's there to smile about? Because...
Right, there hasn't been much to smile about.
What we have seen, what the media has succeeded in doing, what big tech is succeeding in doing with their censorship... is creating a lot of misery and unhappiness around this country, a lot of pessimism. You know, so many people today saw noon as the end of America. That's a fact.
Well, I think it's the end of the Republic as we have known it, mainly for the fact that they have completely delegitimized the notion that we have free and fair elections in this country. I mean, after this, clearly stolen election. I don't care what anybody says. This was a clearly stolen election that they are just going to try to make it illegal to talk about, I guess. But how can any American who is actually, you know, has functioning synapses in their brain ever have any faith anymore that their vote matters? How can you?
Yeah, this is true. You know, just basic math alone shows that that election could not have possibly been won by Joe Biden.
No, and the notion that he received 12 million more votes than Barack Obama did is just ludicrous on its face.
Yes.
Ludicrous on its face, and it's insulting and really audacious, frankly, that they have pulled it off in the way they did. Because it is so, just patently unbelievable. And so it's, you know, the whole country, the whole foundation of the country is based on the existence and confidence in free and fair elections. And once that's gone, how do you say anything else? It's just gone.
That is so true. We're only a few hours into the president.
Generalissimo Joe.
Generalissimo Joe. We'll go with that today.
He's not dead yet. I mean, you know, Francisco Franco.
Yeah.
Joe Biden lived.
Maybe they'll bring that back to SNL. When we come back, I want to touch on, the president's farewell. Today's was more of an off-the-cuff kind of thing, but yesterday's, we played it in its entirety, and I got to tell you, I was absolutely choked up at the end of it. His list of accomplishments, which he did in a very, humble and inclusive way. In other words, we, the administration.
That's how he's always talked about it, yeah.
And as opposed to his predecessor, who used the word I more than an optometrist.
Yeah.
Hang on. We will be right back with you, okay?
All right.
All right, David Blackman, dbdailyupdate.com. We're just going to take a quick break here before we head into it. We were thinking, mentioned earlier that 55% of Americans, having spent all this extra time at home, are looking forward to making more improvements in their homes. One way you can do that, is there anything better than a fresh coat of paint to just bring a room back to life? Paint gets dull, but if you're going to do that, if you're going to invest the time, make sure you pick the right paint. And the place we hope you'll go to is John Lee Paints at 34 Coliseum Boulevard. They carry a brand called Richards for interior painting that is sensational. We got such a great result when we used it in our last house. And after 7 years, the finish looks so rich, almost as if you were to touch it, your finger would penetrate it. It looked like a rich cloth. Same thing for exterior. They have their own brand at John Lee called Solar Proof that is formulated with a viscosity that does not allow the development of mildew. When you paint something outside and it starts to look dirty and you hose it off and the dirt is still there, even if you kind of scrub it, that means you got mildew. Mildew is a big job to get rid of. That means you got to pull out the scraper. It's a big project. If you paint with a paint that's designed to resist the development of mildew, and that's what Solar Proof does, you got something that's going to look great for a long, long time, and you can hose it down if it gets a little dirty from storms and so forth. When you visit, please tell them you heard about them here. They'll go down a checklist. They have every possible thing you can need for a great painting outcome. John Lee Paints. Tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about them here, please.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed. Queen, now $1,799. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The double mask is healthy for you. Double protection if someone asks you. My trouble, your breathing won't get infected with coronavirus or the flu. Double safe.
Another one of the mysteries of life as we move forward today. What is going on with the coronavirus now that probably polling has had a real impact on it? because New York is reopening and the mayor of Chicago wants to reopen as quickly as possible. But then I see an article that there's a whole new strain out there and we're going to have to deal with that. I don't think that kind of stuff is good. So what did Joe suggest today, 100 days?
Yeah, it's different than it was initially.
Let's hope.
He backed off some. It's like if you're going across state line, you got to wear a mask, you know. But it wasn't like everybody wears a mask for the next 100 days, no exceptions. But he backed off.
Well, he can't. He doesn't have any authority to do that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he really doesn't have any authority to do any of it.
So when has that stopped any of them?
Right. It's going to be interesting to see how he tries to enforce anything along those lines.
Yeah. Let's talk. I mean, you mentioned that it's been very difficult to not see a stolen election. The knuckling down of the tech giants, legacy media.
Well, the show of military force we just had in Washington D.C.
Not like a big middle finger to anybody who dared to go to D.C. to protest?
Yeah, I mean, look at the difference between this inauguration and every other inauguration we've ever had.
Yeah.
No people on the mall. They had to plant all those flags, which, by the way, were all manufactured in San Antonio, Texas. Point of pride there. Had to plant all those flags to replace what otherwise would have been crowds of people, or at least we think there might have been crowds of people. Who knows with Biden? He never attracted more than 8 or 10 people in any of his rallies. But
crop circles he had at his parking lots and stuff right. That were never filled.
Yeah.
But he got 80 million votes.
Been filled with circles with people standing in circles. But it just with 26,000 military personnel. Think about that. In locking down the city of the nation's capital and didn't prevent all those celebrities from running around, those folks.
Katy Perry on the street.
Yeah, Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom were there. You know, all the people that hate your gut got to attend. But normal people couldn't attend, and that's a clear message, okay, to the rest of us that these people are in charge. And they're not just in charge of the government, they're in charge of the military. And they want us all to see it and know it and take it to heart. That's what that was all about.
Kind of like
anything to do with anything else.
When they come to take the guns, in other words.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, this is a dire, dire time for the United States. And honestly, I don't know. Hopefully the Senate will be able to stop some of the worst things with the filibuster, assuming it survives. But as we see with Biden today, he's going to put us back in the climate accords that is nothing but it's a wealth distribution scheme.
Such a great deal for us.
Yeah, well, $100 cost us $100 billion a year for no reason at all. We already have met all our goals as a country under that accord. Through 2025 already.
Yeah.
Thanks to natural gas and not thanks to any of these environmental wackos. He's going to put us back in there. He's going to cancel Keystone XL pipeline for no legitimate reason whatsoever than a show of political power. And he's going to do all these other things today, and there's no way to stop any of them. Okay. Now, having said that, a lot of what he's going to be doing is reversing the executive orders President Trump put in place. Okay? So it's not a one-sided deal. All presidents get to exercise executive power. But it's going to be really frightening that some of the ways he decides to do that, at least as long as he is occupying the office. We'll see how long that lasts.
I don't even know that he's making these decisions.
He's not making these decisions.
They must have been holding their breath that he would stay on the stage and not have one of his seizures during the inaugural address. Yeah, it's the president today said we'll be back in some form. Any speculation on your part as to what the president might do except rest a little bit?
That's what I'd do if I was him. You know, President Trump, obviously. Yeah. No, I don't have any insight into that. I don't know what he'll decide to do. I hope he maintains a public presence of some sort. I wish he would form his own political party.
Yeah.
And just, you know, take those 75 million voters with him so that the Republican Party gets what it deserves and is destroyed. That's what really would be a justifiable ending to all of this.
There is.
But I just don't know if that's what his plans are or not.
There is a thing that's been going around, you know, because I have pretty good. I'm still on Facebook. I still get a lot of the Patriot Party. I'm no longer Republican. I am a Patriot Party person. It's a pretty good name.
It is. It's a good name. It's a good thing to say. But a political party has to have a leader.
Yes.
And an agenda and a reason for existence and funding and, you know, all the formal mechanisms that make a party. And so, you know, you can't, it's like the Tea Parties, right? They were not organized, and so they didn't last. And that's one of the big reasons why, because there was no organization really around the Tea Parties.
Yeah.
So, you know, we need a leader. And Trump's the obvious leader, and lacking him, I'm not really sure who steps into that role.
David, since we both like to write, and of course you're prolific, you have that incredible blog out two, sometimes three times a day, every day, dvdailyupdate.com. I'd like to share you with a literary contribution made by Rusty, who is a friend of the show.
Oh, good.
It's a little limerick, and it reads like this. This is about our mayor. You heard what Stephen Reed said. He could have been positive instead. When your words may leak, think before you speak, but it's hard to think with such a tiny head. Hey,
well,
he's inspiring people, you know, yeah. David, thank you so much. Will we be able to talk to you Saturday morning?
Absolutely, I'll be there.
We will look forward to it, my friend. Thank you, as always, for your time, intelligence, and insight. You're a good man.
Thank you.
Take care. You know, he mentioned himself that he wants to try and get back into a more humorous vein. But what can you do? Look at the title of it today. Something awful has been unleashed on our country. There's no other way to describe it.
Yeah.
And it's worse when our local mayor cheerleads it. The end of Trump signals the end of the American Republic. And how many times have we heard that great nations have a lifespan of about 250 years before corruption ruins it? That's what's going on. And since the Capitol riot narrative didn't work, now the FBI is coming up with other crap. It's just amazing. Joe, what you got?
The idea that Biden reversing Trump executive orders. He shouldn't be able to do that if there's any consistency, because when Trump tried to reverse Obama's the Dreamers executive order under Obama, the court said no. And so think that if there's any consistency, then the court would say no.
But why would we expect consistency when it's been shown to us that we should expect nothing but the usual narrative? This is.
I don't expect anything that would go in a conservative direction in the first place, but to the idea
Joe, we have a bad connection, so besides, we're already at 4 o'clock already.